Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we are sitting with author John Walker. His book is called Freedom's Call. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you today?
Is this your first novel?
Yes, it is.
And how did you enjoy or not enjoy the process?
I think the whole process has been a real learning process for me. As far as writing it, I did that in a woodshed, literally. I think I mentioned that in the book somewhere, that I was building a balsa wood birdhouse. And there was a very intricate balsa wood birdhouse, by the way. And there was a lot of little shingles. So I had to let the glue dry on those shingles. And while I was letting the glue dry, which took about an hour, I would write a chapter or whatever was coming out of the noodle soup up there, you know.
And why will readers enjoy Freedom's Call? Tell me a little bit about it. What's the plot?
Well, the overall look at the book is it's a fictional characterization of a government collapse in 2013, which subsequently wakes up patriotism, major patriotism, and getting back to our constitutional rights. Now, having said that, beyond that, it's a really good story to read. I mean, it's a fast-paced, if you like, you know, movies, you'll like this book.
Your timing could be very good. We're hearing more and more about constitutionalists.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yet you started the book about 10 years ago. Timing's everything, John. You could have hit it the right time.
If the economy keeps going and everybody likes the book, and if they do, then, you know, I'm looking forward to maybe carrying on some of the ideals, the underlying ideals. Like I said, first of all, it's just a really good story, you know. There are a lot of underlying messages, you know, and those are important, I think, and I think that people are picking up on those from what comments I'm getting from it anyways.
Tell me about your protagonist, Johnny Locker. Who is he? What's he all about?
Well, Johnny Locker is a, much like myself, disgruntled broadcaster. Has worked in corporate America, had a lot of success, but was pressured to pretty much march down the line that they wanted him to march down. And so through his association with a lot of high-powered people and his beliefs in the system in the way it should be and his political, you know, leanings and his worry about retirement and Social Security coming up, started leading a grassroots movement to make sure that the Social Security system worked the way it was supposed to. And as the book begins, this is where we are on the Capitol steps, 500,000 people, and they want their Social Security, and they want it now because there's ramblings about it's not going to happen. Reformation, we're going to cut that down, so forth, so on.
It is fiction, but what you're telling me is this is a political book. Are you pushing your political agenda here?
Fiction based in reality of thought around a number of people, you know, not my personal agenda, although what is weird about it is that it's become quite an agenda for a lot of people, you know, recently especially, and I think that's why the publisher thought that it would be a good idea to go ahead and do it now, and they were pretty excited about it. You know, you got the Tea Party and all that, and I don't really want to align myself with anyone in particular, but, you know, as long as they're peaceful, as long as they can do it within the system they can do it in until they can't, you know. I mean, you look back at our country, it was based on patriots, you know, getting violent, you know. And we had some pretty nonconformist people write our Constitution and Bill of Rights and so forth, too. If you go back and read, this is what I would urge everybody to do, is go back and read the Bill of Rights. Actually look at them and read them and think about them. And then go and read the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. And then see if that, along with everything else that's been amended to it, isn't a better place to be than what we're doing now with all of our, you know, special interests and so forth and so on. I wouldn't say it's a personal agenda, okay? I really wouldn't. It's because it is an entertaining book, and that's what I wrote it for to begin with. So I'm not trying to push this. One thing I would say is what my basic message is get off your big butt and be involved. You know, understand about that. Don't turn the ballot upside down and vote Republican all the way, or don't turn it upside down and vote Democrat. It's like, get involved, read the issues, look at the ballots, understand what you're voting for, and make this country a better place to live.
So outside of entertainment, it's also a call for action.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is, really. I mean, I think if you read the book and you get those, I don't know, I get all excited about it, you know, just the feelings of what could happen. I mean, kind of like the feelings that our forefathers might have had when they were sitting there in the room drafting these rights and so forth. I mean, you can imagine these guys looking across at one another, you know, and some of the incredible fights they went through and or conversations. Whatever, but they came up with some pretty good things that have worked for a long time.
Once again, the name of the book is Freedom's Call, and the author is John Walker. John, good luck with the book.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.